All right, we'll bring the conference committee here to order on Senate Bill 316. Will the secretary take the roll?
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Senator Gothier.
Here.
Senator Boland.
Here.
Representative Buttry.
Here.
Representative Stromswald.
Here.
Representative Ferris Olson.
Here.
All right. Good morning, everybody. This is a free conference to go over Senate Bill 316. It was amended fairly heavily in the House, and I have an amendment. I guess I'll move the amendment, then I'll explain it. So I'll move amendment SB 316.3.1, and what it does, and let me explain what I do. So in the bill, I'm striking out sections 1 through 3, and the reason I'm doing that is because I've had some lawyers contact me. They said they've got some concerns and they wanted to do some amendments, and candidly at this time in the legislature I didn't want to do that, so I just figured it would be easy to strike out those sections. I also went in and added in this is from an old bill, and I what it does is it allows admissibility of remediation orders and lawsuits, and all I've tried to do is make it fair so it conforms to Rule 403 of the rules of evidence, and if anybody wants a copy of that rule, I can pass it around. So this is one of these things, as it popped up into my mind later as this bill moved along, I thought, why are we treating this evidence any different than any other evidence? So it just brings that statute into conformity with the rules of evidence. So that's the amendment. I guess I'll start with discussion on the amendment. Senator Buttry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So new section 1, as it's in the bill now, was already in the existing bill. So if we look at page 4 of the gray bill.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So in the bill, new section 1, new section 2, new section 3 are coming out, and the bill will just then consist of section 4 and then the codification and savings clause, and then that evidence procedure provision I put in.
So follow up, and then Mr. Chair, before we had an October 1st effective date, and now we've got passage and approval.
I
guess that was an applicability.
That was in the bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I did strike out the applicability because it actually conflicts with the savings clause. So I did strike that out too. Any further discussion? All right, let's do a roll call vote here.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Senator Gothier.
Yes.
Senator Boland.
Yes.
Three senators vote yes. Representative Buttry.
Yes.
Representative Stromswald.
Yes.
Representative Ferris Olson.
Yes.
Three representatives vote yes.
All right. If there's anything further, we're adjourned.
Oh, Mr. Chair, whoops, one sec. This is Rob. Just so we can get this out faster, whomever's signing it for me electronically, you have my approval to say approved by me or whatever you need. So.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. And Senator Boland, are you going to sign in person or do you want the electronic approval as well?
No, the electronic's fine.
Great.
Whichever you need to do, I can do.
All right. All right, if anything further, thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Nice serving, Karen.